Welcome to Moment in Ministry, hosted by Pastor Steve Dameron.
It's been good to have with us here this week Brother Ab Thomas. He's the founder of the Master Clubs program for children. And he's been here at Fairhaven Baptist Church in college, training our teachers and preparing our college students with some very helpful material. Of course, we love children's ministries here, and this is the second year in a row Brother Thomas has been able to be with us and share insights and advice as well as resources for us to, Lord willing, do a better job at our children's ministries. Seems like it's something that is we always want to improve at. So we're glad to have him here today. It's good to have you here with us this week, Brother Thomas. And so I've just got a couple things we'd like to talk about with regard to the ministry and children's ministries. And one thing through the course of his time here that we were talking about is the need and the benefit of lay people serving in the ministries. And so it's one thing to have staff members do the job, but what a blessing when the membership gets behind that and jumps in as well. Certainly with that, there's the need for teacher training. And so you have a willing church member who wants to be a part of the ministries and to be particularly in children's ministries. How would you take a willing person, they're willing to jump in, willing to teach, but then prepare them to the place where they are effective and they have the confidence to do that? I know training teachers is your life, so we wanted to start with that.
Well, with the teachers, of course, your church won't grow without lay people involved. I mean, the staff can only do so much. And you have a church full of people who love the Lord and they need somewhere to serve. And the Sunday school is probably one of the largest ministries that opportunities are available there. And so I always looked at it as I promoted in the church anytime I could to so-called advertise the Sunday school, because we intend to grow, and the children's ministry is where most of your people are going to be saved, for one thing. In fact, 85% of everybody who gets saved are between the ages of 4 to 14. So that tells me something altogether. Yet most churches don't even budget for that children's ministry, and yet evangelistically, some of the largest churches in the country don't have hardly 1% of the total church budgeted for children or teenager outreach, and yet 85% of those that are saved are in that age group. So if you're going to grow and intend to grow and you need some place to serve, Sunday school is a great way to do it. And so we often brought the Sunday school right into the church on the platform and did a Sunday school right there, so those sitting in the pews who don't have a place to serve could see what they could sit there and say, well, I could do that. Yeah. Well, sure they could. I knew they could. See, God has gifted all of us, and some of them are gifted in the area of teaching, and they don't know it. They're scared to death. They've never volunteered for anything, and they've never prepared a lesson, so they don't know enough. I've got to show them enough if I'm going to interest them in someday being a part of this, and then I get down to the training. So whenever we can bring someone in for training, and they're ready to, say, become an assistant teacher, well, there's a couple things that need to happen. I need to take them on a trial basis to start with. In other words, I want them to come along, an established teacher, and be the assistant teacher for a few weeks or so. See, they need the experience of that because they're scared to death, and they can see someone just like themselves, a friend of those maybe, that could sit there in a classroom and literally show them how they teach those boys and girls. And I guarantee you almost every one of them will say, well, I could do that. Mm-hmm. Yes, you could, but you don't have the practice yet. I need you to keep coming so I can watch your faithfulness, for one thing, and then I need to see if about your giftedness. Is your giftedness with children? Is would it be with more of teenagers? Would it be with the Helping Hands class? Would it be with young marriage and so on? Because so many in our churches get stuck in a place where they volunteered because a church wound up without a teacher. Panic set in. Pastor made an announcement, we just got to have somebody by next week. If you'll just take it for 4 weeks, that's all, then we'll replace you. That's the biggest laugh in a Baptist church. And because they do that, I've met many of them all over the country that are like that. They've been in this spot for 6, 7, 8 years, and somebody was supposed to replace them in 4 weeks, remember? And nobody's ever come by, nobody's said another word about it. And they can teach that group, but their giftedness is over here. If you put them, take them out of this and put them over there, they will flourish over there. There'll be more excitement about themselves. There'll be more study time given because now they feel more like they're in the place of God's will for them. But that's leadership's role, is to watch for that kind of stuff. Yes. And to ask people, you know, how they're doing, and to check on their ability, and to supply them with tools and things like your church has just been doing here is talk about. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk about lesson preparation, preparing your lesson. Listen, I've traveled for 48 years. This will be my 49 years in traveling all over this country. We're out at least 25 weeks out of the year and doing this in all kind of places. And I guarantee you, if we go into a teacher training next week at a church, I guarantee you, if 10 churches show up, 8 out of the 10 will have never had training in their church in the last 20 to 25 years. That is my statistic that I found over the last 48 years. It's always the same. And those people come there and they can't imagine what new ideas and explanations they get on the great role of teaching. They never heard anything like that. Nobody stuck a book on their nose and said, read this, it'll help you. Yeah. Nobody did any of that. And one of the reasons is that nobody in charge ever looks in on the class. They don't know what, they just think, well, they're a good person, got a great personality. Why wouldn't they be a good teacher? They're not gifted to teach. Their role is in some other area of the church, and nobody's found out what that is yet. So that there's a lot to do with this thing. It's a lot to do with your job, too, as you look for this. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so the putting before the people the need, often someone says, I'll fill the gap. Mm-hmm. But in filling that gap, it could be that there's more to it than just that. It could be this is they can do that temporarily, but in the end, their place would be better fit somewhere else.
Oh, yes.
And to notice that and to develop them where they're gifted.
That other place is still in their heart.
Yeah.
And they'll do the best they can there with that group. And they don't want to fuss because they're not a fusser. Yeah. You know, they're not trying to get out of something, they're trying to get into something, but whoever's in charge didn't find out for sure what they wanted to get into. And so they got stuck. And they can love those kids or adults or teenagers, wherever it is, but if you put them over there where they're really gifted and really wanted to be all this time, then they'll stay there for life.
Oh, that's great. So one of the thing, we alluded it to a little bit, but you mentioned 48 years of traveling and preparing teachers. In that time, what would you think the biggest areas of concern you see in the issue with a church that wants to have children's ministries? They're committed to the children, but what's the biggest need or the biggest area that can use improvement or getting started in teacher training?
Well, I think one of the biggest issues is the budget. And a lot of budget men at church don't want to talk to you. But they won't supply. Most of the churches I've been in all these years have no curriculum whatsoever. They bring somebody in, put them in a role that has never been trained, not one single hour, never given a book to read on teaching or anything. They give them topics that they don't even understand the class members and where they are in life right now. They don't check up on them. I mean, here's a guy that's 40 years older than his 10-year-old class. Well, he hasn't walked in 10-year-old shoes in 30 years. Yeah. And the problem is, he don't know how to find that out. Nobody teaches him that. And a lot of times there's just no money in the budget. I mean, a lot of churches had no curriculum whatsoever. Just they say, we teach the Bible here. Yes, but you've got teachers that haven't been taught themselves yet. And, you know, they're just not up on the age groups and making the lesson relevant to who you talk to. It's not just to go through a lesson. I can get a little booklet and read the thing to my students, but that doesn't mean they understood it. Right. You see, because you've got to do that. You've got to have people in the right place, or it'll be more boring than some of the adult classes I've been in. So it's a big role to play, and one of the greatest roles you'll ever have is the next generation, and the next, and the most responsible role you ever have in the church is the next generation.